Hello and Namaste from India. Do you know that 60% of the world's population lives in Asia-Pacific region and 70% of its households are small farmers? These small-scale family farmers, forest growers, fishermen and herders produce 80% of the region's food. In India, as it is said, agriculture is the soul of the country and pillar of ecology, culture and civilization. So, what Indian government is doing for family farming? We are here to know about all these. What Indian government and other policymakers are doing for implementation of National Action Plan of Family Farming, and we will also talk about challenges family farmers are facing in India. In 2019, the United Nations Decade of Family Farming program was launched, recognizing the enormous contribution of family farming to the achievement of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development goal, and the role that family farms play in improving nutrition and ensuring global food security, eradicating poverty, ending hunger, conserving biodiversity, and achieving environmental sustainability. A regional platform, ComDev Asia Communication Initiative, has been actively working to encourage nations to develop, improve, and implement public policies on family farming as a national action plan. It is a contextualized country-specific framework of action for the support of family farming, providing a roadmap for countries to progress in the implementation of the UNDFF. Mostly small farmers are associated with family farming. They contribute 50% of the total agricultural production in India, while they use only 44% of the agricultural land. But still, family farmers are facing lots of challenges on a daily basis. Mr. D.N. Thakur, National Vice President, Sahakar Bharati, is telling us about those challenges and also sharing few suggestions to government in implementing NAP.
According to government figures, 70% of Indian farmers earn less than their investment in agriculture. There are many challenges like small size of farm, low productivity, less resource efficiency, and above all, climate change. We have to focus on these issues. There are lots of government schemes, but still, subsidy is not the solution. Production cost has to be low. Whoever connected in food chain like cooperatives, farm collectives have to think and work collectively. Community and collective farming is the only solution of family farming problems, and government has to think over it.
National Action Plan, NAP, is structured into seven pillars that are ultimately the areas of action for developing policies, programs, and regulations in support of family farming. First pillar talks about to develop an enabling policy environment to strengthen family farming. NAP has been approved in few countries, but India is among 35 countries with progress in elaboration of their NAP. So, what Indian government is doing for it? We have Dr. A.K. Singh, Deputy Director General of Agriculture Extension of Indian Council of Agricultural Research, to talk about these.
भारत सरकार ने मिनिमम सपोर्ट प्राइस की स्कीम बहुत दिन से चला रखी है
और अभी जो इंडियन गवर्नमेंट हैज लॉट ऑफ स्कीम्स फॉर फैमिली फार्मर्स अंडर पीएम किसान योजना फार्मर्स आर रिसीविंग 6000 रुपीस इन देयर बैंक अकाउंट सिमिलरली फार्मर्स आर गिवन हेल्प अंडर अदर किसान क्रेडिट कार्ड मिनिमम सपोर्ट प्राइस एग्रीकल्चर डेवलपमेंट फंड गवर्नमेंट इज ऑल्सो गिविंग इंसेंटिव्स ऑन सीड्स मैन्योर and also provide facility for storage. Subsidies are providing on machine and tools used in farming. We are working on processing units too. We are promoting natural farming and promoting cluster-based production for the benefit of small farmers. Now we have cooperative ministry, and thanks to FAO and UN, who sets international agenda for global food security, as we also believe in Vasudhaiv Kutumbakam, whole world is like a family. We are grateful to them.
Now let's move to the second pillar of the NAP, which is to promote the youth and ensure generational sustainability in family farming. And our next guest, 30-year-old young farmer Digambar Chaudhary from North India, is leading example of it. He got inspired from his father and took up farming after completing his graduation.
History on earth kiye hue hain, तो हम अपना खेती बाड़ी भी करते हैं, अपना पढ़ाई भी करते हैं।
My father used to do farming. I got inspired from him and after completing my graduation, I got completely involved in it. I daily used to go to farm.
Digambar grows wheat, paddy, pulses and vegetables in his farm. His main earning is from vegetables. Giving a message to young farmers, he says farming is a good option, but it has to be done technically and scientifically and one needs to understand the soul of farming.
जो बच जाता है खेती सब्जी वो हम अपने गांव में ही बेच लेते हैं, मार्केट नहीं देते।
I grow more vegetables and get more profit in that. And I sell all those in my village market as going to town is expensive for me.
There are many like Digambar's family who are associated with agriculture in India. When Digambar talks about scientific farming, he means farmers have to be technically equipped, also for better yield. Digital Green is working in this sector to promote young and small-scale farmers. Dr. Namita Singh, Director Strategy, shares with us the digital techniques.
We all know how the current young generation is exposed to technology, which they can, or in fact they already are using to create awareness about new farming techniques with our farmers using videos found on the internet. This would help our farmers become efficient and independent in farming. These technically skilled people can also help create market access for farmers using internet by linking them to manufacturers and produce buyers, which can again be really helpful. So in short, young people can bring a revolution in farming using technology and social media, and I believe there are already many organizations working in this area with me.
I feel that policies made in the favor of our farmers so that they get all the help they need, as they truly are the ones who feed the entire humankind.
Women have traditionally been part of family farming. As per the agriculture census conducted every 5 years, the percentage of female operational holdings in the country has increased from 12.78% to 13.78% in 2015-16. It has been attributed to the increasing number of men migrating for work. So with changing times, they also need adequate training and opportunities, and it is third pillar of the NEP to promote gender equity in family farming. Self-Employed Women's Association, SEWA, trains and educates women about sustainable and resilient agriculture practices. We have here Jigyasa Ben from SEWA talking more about.
एक अलग तरीके से येलो स्टिकी करके एक ट्रेनिंग है, उसको एज अ टूल यूज करके
वी कंडक्ट अ येलो स्टिक ट्रेनिंग टू प्रोटेक्ट आवर फार्म्स फ्रॉम पेस्ट्स एंड वी स्प्रेड दिस अवेयरनेस नॉट ओनली टू द वुमेन फार्मर्स बट आल्सो टू देयर फैमिली वी आल्सो एम्फसाइज ऑन ऑर्गेनिक फार्मिंग व्हाइल ट्रेनिंग बिकॉज इट डजंट हार्म द सॉइल and helps maintain its fertility. These women farmers work in association with where they are taught about the climate change, solar energy, how to restore water, and also about rain water harvesting, how to package and market their products. So we always have many such campaigns going on for these women. Moreover, we do have some leader farmers among these women from every village who also participate in spreading the government policy in all the remote areas in a village. These women are fully trained to do all sorts of farming job along with their family members.
Any plan and policy becomes more concrete if all stakeholders come together. Pillar 4 and 5 of the NAP focusing on this, which is to strengthen family farmers' organizations by building capacities to generate knowledge, represent farmers' concerns, and also improve socio-economic and well-being of family farmers. Mohit Dave of International Cooperative Alliance is sharing about what they are doing with government and other organizations to strengthen roadmap of NAP.
UN Food System Summit, आपको पता होगा तो इस साल हुई थी.
In UN Food System Summit, our organization recognized other nations along with India that cooperatives have fundamental role in family farming ecosystem. How to partner global food system through cooperatives and to make food system more sustainable on policy level, that's our work. There is no enough policy enabling environment. Not such work has done so that we may get any framework. In this context, we partnered with FAO. We are focusing on climate change. We are working on ground issues like right to Land Ownership, we are making framework in collaboration with Cooperative Ministry. Very soon, we would be able to share all details with all of you.
The development of climate-resilient villages and social welfare schemes are among 6th and 7th pillars of the NAP. After listening to all stakeholders and policymakers in India, it clearly indicates that all are on the same path and willing to strengthen the NAP. As family farming not only saves biodiversity, which results in clean water, food, and pollution-free air, but it also saves human and humanity, which makes a nourished and healthy India. That is the right of every Indian. This is a Comdev Asia production for the United Nations Decade of Family Farming in collaboration with AMARC, Asia Pacific, and the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations.